It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Hey, America, we just got our broadband report card, and I'm afraid we did not exactly make the honor roll. A new report from the Federal Communications Commission says 26 million Americans don't have access to broadband internet. Factor in those who haven't adopted the broadband available to them, the number rises to 100 million. Zach Katz is with the FCC.
If you don't have broadband today, you can't access lesson plans often for many schools. You can't obtain healthcare information. It's increasingly difficult to find jobs, to apply for jobs. Listings, more and more, are exclusively online. And so whereas not having broadband a few years ago might have been an inconvenience, not having broadband today is much more problematic for a lot of Americans.
What types of communities are most affected by this lack of broadband?
Rural communities are really the core of the deployment challenge, and those are communities in almost every state of the union, in Alaska, in Nebraska, Arizona, and in between. These are pockets where it's just very expensive to roll out networks and where there's not enough population density often to support a private sector business case for service.
This is nothing new.
Tim Marama is with the Center for Rural Strategies.
If you go back to the 20s and 30s, the electrical company said, we're finished building out our electrical grid, until the federal government said, well, hey, wait a minute, what about rural America? And then came up with a program to help defray some of that cost to provide that service.
And we know that access is lower in rural areas. We also know that adoption is pretty low. Is it a matter of people there wanting this service but not being able to afford it, or just not wanting it?
You know, if you told me, hey, you can have crummy service for over $100 a month, and then ask me why I didn't adopt it, you know, I think I'm not the one who looks silly. Basically, costs tend to be higher, service tends to be worse. There's also some demographic factors. The rural population is a little older, a little poorer, and all that stuff works against using it once it becomes available.
The FCC's report was criticized by Republican Representative Greg Walden of Oregon. He says the FCC's claim that broadband isn't being deployed effectively is just the agency's ploy to impose more regulation on the internet. Again, Zach Katz from the FCC.
Congress has asked us to make this report on an annual basis, and in doing so to determine whether broadband is being deployed to all Americans in a reasonable and timely fashion. With more than 20 million Americans unable to access broadband even if they want to, we don't see how we could declare that all Americans are getting broadband in a reasonable and timely fashion. And we think the data supports that.
You can find a link to that FCC report at marketplacetech.org. We often talk about breakthroughs in computers or phones or cars on this show, but now there's a big breakthrough in shirts. A new shirt developed by sleep neurologist Matt Bianchi monitors breathing patterns while you sleep. A serious sleep disorder has usually meant a night in a sleep lab, in a hospital. Patients are hooked up to monitors for brain and muscle activity, eye movement patterns, heart rate, and breathing. And it's kind of hard to sleep when you're hooked up to a bunch of monitors. Dr. Bianchi says you can get all that information through breathing patterns alone. The shirt should be on the market next year and cost $100. Hey, we're on Facebook, meaning I'm now in the position of asking you to like me. I feel so needy. We have past shows, discussions, just search for our name. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.